Area 54.
The what? But the dude, he get them from too, then. I don't know, man. I'm not even on my antidepressant some more, man. I don't know what the fuck.
Throwing in the corner, Brown fakes, fires up the three.
You don't know. Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. The subconscious of a motherfucker. You don't want to know.
Studio.
Four, bitch.
Literally, you have to just be really into what you're doing and what you're saying. But if you mean what you say, it comes natural, actually. You don't try to be different, because when you try to be different, you end up being the same.
Studio 54.
Words to live by, niggas.
Yeah.
And niggets.
We're in now.
Yep.
Another motherfucking week.
Another week. Another day. Another time.
Word.
Studio 54.
Another dollar.
Episode.
Four.
Four.
Yeah, four. Four. Cuatro.
Four.
Cuatro. Anybody had any margaritas today?
No, I had a mimosa.
You had a mimosa?
Yeah.
That's pretty
brunch
good.
Type shit.
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah, I went to Ruby Slipper. Hosted by your boy Dre Ells, a.k.a. Horchata Poppy.
And it's Caso, a.k.a. the Engineer.
And it's Muggy Will. I'm going by Muggy Will now. Fuck it.
Y'all want to talk about the fight?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Or lack thereof.
No, yeah, lack thereof.
The fucking fight.
They had one or two jabs that was pretty impactful. That was about it.
No, I didn't see any of this. Like, I didn't see highlights or nothing because I knew it was going to be a spectacle. Mm-hmm. That's why I bought, like, my ticket for the Pelicans game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to the game by myself. Solo, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Son, I didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
That's just it. Niggas talking about the fight. I was just like, I'm going to go ahead and get this ticket for the game because it was like $12.
Yeah,
it was in the 100 level. Like
$12? Yeah, you should have told me. I'd have popped up. I probably
you
had
said
a girl.
It was electric. Yeah, they won. Seemed like it was a good game.
It was a color rush game.
Yeah, it was the first game of the in-season championship.
That's dope.
The Emirates championship.
Yeah, I didn't even know they
so they
that
so
shit.
They changed the court.
That was
shit.
Cool.
It was like,
I like
that the city jersey that they have, that dark color,
mm-hmm.
that was the color of the court
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And it was outlined in like light green and shit like that.
That's dope.
So it was tight, you know what I'm saying? Got my little t-shirt too.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make sure I get
$11 was worth it.
Of course.
Did you Uber or did you get dropped off? That's the whole thing. Parking be like, whoa, what you doing for parking?
Pay for parking.
You paid for parking. There you go. You paid more for parking than you did for your ticket.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good investment. Because like, even if you park on the street,
mm-hmm.
so you could do everything right. Mm-hmm. You can still get a ticket, though.
Yeah.
For having a violation, though. Yep. Any type of violation.
Nigga busting your shit.
Then nigga busting your shit.
Yep.
So what about this fight, man? What y'all thought going into it? What y'all thought? I mean, I thought that it was going to go 8 rounds, and I figured they just was not going to hit each other.
It's a 50.
Rounds.
How old he is? 54 years old. 58 years old. I mean, what 58. You expect?
I thought at the beginning, before all this shit, the shit was going to be WWF. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Because this is not Mike Tyson for real. You know what I'm saying? It's 58-year-old Mike. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? He ain't moving like how he was
even
10
yeah.
years ago, let alone when he was 25.
Right.
So this was just like WWF. They were wearing the heavy-ass gloves.
Right.
Jake Paul wasn't punching. He can't punch that hard. You know what I'm saying? Mike Tyson, his punches aren't. It said in the Roy Jones fight, like, he couldn't follow through with his punches, so it might have been something like that in this fight, too, to where he can't follow through with his punches.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just seemed WWF, you know, just outside looking in because I didn't watch it.
I was looking at better on it. I was looking at better on it, and I wasn't able to, so.
The betters.
Drake put a bet on it.
Drake. Well, yeah, that's publicity. Where did he put a bet on it?
Right.
Stakes
on his
or shit.
But that's some company he has a stake in.
I think he'd be doing that shit just for tax losses, though. Because it's entertainment. Did it make the news? Then it's entertainment. Oh, I bet a million. That's a tax write-off, bitch.
Mike got 20 mil.
Because he always loses. Like, nobody loses that much.
Yeah.
Man. He loses a lot.
Well, how does he always know?
I know somebody that does lose a lot, and he sends a lot of bets. Nigga sends a lot of bets. Nigga sent the what that Thursday game was, the Eagles versus who the Eagles were
Commanders.
Playing.
Commanders.
The Commanders. Nigga sent the first parlay in. He was like, "This is a for sure bet. I got this one. Y'all got this one." Boom. It was coming in, so the game started rolling. By halftime, nigga was like, "Live bet, Eagles money line. New bet, you know what I'm saying? Like, the odds gonna change."
See,
man.
People like that, man, I want to see the win-loss statement, man. I don't even want to hear from you. And I don't want to hear no fucking,
yeah, he said
fucking pointers or anything. Let me see your win-loss statement.
Deposits, withdrawals. Yeah. That's all I need to see. How much you deposited and how much you withdrawing.
He tried to, you know, crop it to where it was like, this how much is in the balance. But it was like, nah, how much you bet, though?
Yeah.
You bet this much to get this much.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you don't tell us about the times you lose, dude.
Right.
Nobody
right.
does.
I'm up $30 since 2003. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I'm good. Like, good. Fuck
yeah,
it.
I'm out and spend that bitch. Yeah.
Like they tell you, don't chase your losses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't chase your losses.
That shit just a dopamine high.
Yeah. Right.
But going
right,
back to Tyson, man, them Tyson legs wasn't fucking with him. Like the first round, second round, he was
58-year-old legs.
Yeah, man. They was making fun of him on TikTok and shit.
They was? No, not on TikTok.
Oh, man, yeah, dog. I was like, they fucked over Tyson, man. But fuck it, he did his thing. Legs. Yeah, man, his legs wouldn't do shit. I think he was injured or something, man. But he had a few little licks on him in the first or second round. But I don't know. It looked like, I don't know. It's all about money at the end of the day. They did their shit, Netflix. Freaking,
yeah, they said Mike Tyson made $20 million and Jake Paul made $40 million.
Yeah.
And I saw at the end, Mike Tyson had challenged the other brother, Logan, to fight. And I was like, hell yeah, he would challenge that nigga. Let me get another $20 million. I want another $20
million. Right,
yeah.
Even if it's not going to be 20, shit, it's going to be some millions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As long as some millions is involved, I won't be there.
Man, I was drove with Netflix. The shit kept buffering. They said Netflix crashed. There's 65 million people watching the shit.
Man, just 65?
65 million, I don't know.
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, if that was an actual accurate number.
65 might have watched the roast, the Tom Brady roast.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Especially worldwide. I would have thought that should have been more than that.
That shit was driving, you never know. Man, but
65 million is a lot, though.
Yeah.
Independent. Well, yeah.
I think they hyped it for way too long. People just got tired.
Yeah, I thought
it was like for a year and a half.
I thought it happened like 3 months ago.
Yeah, and I was like, I really didn't watch it. Like, I fell asleep. I watched the first fights leading up to it, like the two Mexicans or whatever that was. Them niggas was fighting.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an actual boxing match.
I think Lex was able to bet on those fights.
Right. You're not able to bet on
that. That nigga had sent me some crazy ass bet, like, dude was gonna land 15 plus punches on his opponent for like the first couple rounds.
Lex sent me this shit. Kind of shit.
He bet like $3 and made like $50.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's
how I was like, God damn, this weird ass bet. And it was on FanDuel, so I know it was.
They probably promoted it. And he was so like, that's all good.
You couldn't bet on Tyson and Paul. You couldn't. There wasn't no bets for that.
That one probably wasn't on major. I mean, you know, what'd you call it? Like, it wasn't. It's no sportsmanship.
Right.
Like the it wasn't on the up and up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they kind of took it easy on each other. I think Tyson could have knocked that nigga out if he really tried.
It's like betting on a WWE match. Like,
yeah, they was like, let's just get out here and do an exhibition and make buku money. And it was like, yeah, let's fucking do it. Don't knock me out. All right, deal. Yeah, and I saw that boy Tyson caught him one time, and that boy, he kind of looked at him like, what you doing? What you doing, dog? Overall, it was theatrical, mostly. That's what I think.
A lot of people was there. Yeah. It was a lot of eyes on it. It was people made money.
Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, they had some, you know, they showed all of the celebrities or influencers and shit. So it was ripping your boy Cedric the Entertainer said he looked like a genie with his fucking fit on. Maybe that should have been a drip or dry.
Well, was
Wait, who that was? Let's do there. It. Let's
Cedric the Entertainer, man. He looked like a fucking genie or some shit.
Like, if he was at that fight, you thirsty for attention.
Yeah.
Like, because that fight was not a fight.
Ever since Cat Williams exposed all them boys, Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer, all them, I don't even look at them the same, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't rock with it? No?
I'm just tired of it.
Damn.
He had his day in the sunshine. I mean, he's like, not funny no more. Like,
it's not even that. Like, he's been having this beef with Kevin Hart. He said the shit about Kevin Hart too at the beginning of the year. Kevin Hart has one of the best years he's ever had. Like, he said some shit that might have resonated.
Mm-hmm.
He sprinkled a lot of salt on the shit. Like, some shit did happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the shit did happen. But the shit like Soul Plane, the shit was meant for him. You can't be mad at that Kevin Hart took it.
Right. So coming off as a hater, basically. Something yeah. Like some
Kevin Hart took it because you turned it down.
Like, niggas making hating and, cool and in 2020.
And nigga was saying, and Kevin Hart kept saying, like, though, nigga was, your reputation was that you hard to work with. Yeah. So they came to fuck with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, why am I supposed to turn these roles down? Because they not fucking with you.
Right,
like,
right,
you
know, right. Like,
this is Mike Epps, y'all. We doing a dribble drive for everybody. Epps. All the celebrities spotted at the Tyson event. Yeah. And Mike Epps has on, looks like, a nice...
10 celebrities.
Coat. Might be a chinchilla fur top. I don't know. Looks good. He looks get very that casual.
Though, video right? out the way.
Yeah. So we can, if I can, you know.
We got a little X at the top. Oh, yeah, but you got the little... Yeah. You trying to maneuver with him.
Yeah.
See the wrist wear too?
Yeah, oh yeah. That boy got the
See, that's important.
That's very important. I needed to see that. That's yeah. very important. Oh yeah, he got some nice jewelry on.
Yep.
Wrist and neck bling. With the backstage pass, of course. And with some leather pants, by the way. What y'all think? Drip or dry?
I'm going drip.
I'm going drip on. I'm Asian fucking basic dude. Like a motherfucker. I don't know about drip or dry.
Who's this?
Go to the top. His name at the top. Lennox. Yeah.
Lennox. Oh, it's Lennox Lewis. Boxing. Drip.
That's drip because he OG.
He, who he is.
OG status.
I ain't talking about.
Oh. And he got J's on.
Yeah, he got some nice green.
He got
J's.
Anal beads around his neck.
You got to deal with that nigga when you see him, dog. All right, who this is?
The Karate Kids. Shit?
Williams, it's the Karate Kids. All right, we're gonna leave them alone. All right, leave them alone. They was dry.
That's the level of celebrity that shows up to.
Here's the genie.
Here's the genie. Said the Entertainer. Look at this boy.
He do look like a 5% genie. He ready to kick some knowledge to you right now. Yeah, sure. He pop up and read some fucking scriptures to you.
Explain what he got on, Bill.
I don't know, man.
That nigga has on a nigga yarmulke, nigga. He got on the beanie that you get as soon as you become Muslim.
Yeah, he got the starter kit.
He got the starter kit Muslim.
He got the white belt fucking starter kit.
With the fucking grandma pearls around the neck.
Oh, Lord. Y'all should look this up.
He look like coming from America, man.
He buku reflective,
with the 1973 couch... cover jacket.
That bitch is shimmery.
That bitch is shimmery as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog. The glasses is from 87. You're doing too much with this. This outfit is all over the place. And he got on a tight shirt with the belly, dog.
Oh, Lord. It looked like a white beater, dog.
White pants after Labor Day?
Way too shiny, man.
Come on, man.
After Labor Day.
We're doing too much. We're doing too much.
Joy Fatone.
See, that's
black.
How you show up to a fucking
all
Mike
black
Tyson and Logan.
Yeah,
that's
it. Yeah, yeah. All you know black with some G Nikes with a Venus. Yeah.
Just chill.
Not wrong with that. Who's this? Cameron Hamilton and Lauren Speed Hamilton. I don't know who these people is, but okay, whatever. That jacket too shiny though.
That look like a pajama jacket.
Yeah,
for that dude. She looks fine. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Lennox Lewis and Ray Leonard. Yeah, so that was the celebrities that were at the level of celebrity that was at the fight shows you the type of fight that it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but to see Mike Tyson still got his wits about him, still able to make lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good thing. So,
yes, sir.
You went to Pelicans game recently?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was cool. Trey Murphy came back. Trey Murphy the third.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came back.
Oh yeah.
B.I. was there. Alvarado played.
Mm-hmm. But, who was playing? That was the Denver Nuggets.
The
right?
Nuggets, but
without Jokic.
Without Jokic.
Yeah. Okay, don't matter. We ain't got Zion though, so that's how I feel. Y'all ain't got y'all best player.
We ain't got Zion, McCollum, fucking all our other players and shit.
Mm-hmm. So it was even.
Gotcha. Zion is about to lose his contract though.
Yeah, he's about to lose his guarantees for next year.
Yeah, he definitely is. Though.
If he's not playing, he's not gonna meet up. Yeah. The way his contract is written, like, it's going to be crazy. And this is, like people were saying before he even signed the contract, why?
Because this is why. Yeah, why are we going to pay you if you're not going to play?
This is why, as a player, you don't sign it.
Well, I mean.
As a player, that's dumb to sign.
He just saw all them numbers. And his family probably said, just sign it. That's a lot of money.
You're going to be all right?
But
you're playing less than 50% of your games.
As an NBA player, like, nobody has fucking stipulations in their contract. This is not the NFL where they put all that poor bullshit in your contract. If you're a star, you get guaranteed money. But at the same time, he's not doing star shit. So he's not, and that's his own fault in his rookie year for putting himself in that situation for not being a professional.
Yeah.
We about 5-6 years in now.
Yeah.
And he's still not, he doesn't know how to take care of himself.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's underweight, but he's not in shape.
Yeah.
That's why
he keeps
having them hamstring injuries or whatever. Not to get too deep into sports talk for the females out there.
Contrary.
Feedback a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna lose that weight, you still gotta have like muscles to support yourself. Like, you can't just like not eat shit.
Stretch, motherfucker. Do yoga.
Yeah. But we won when you went. B.I. did his thing, right?
Yeah. 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 Man, Trey Murphy. He had a nigga with a mean in and out. Mean year, bro. Yeah. And niggas be nice when they attack the rim and do what they, you know.
What they supposed to do.
I mean, just live up to their capabilities, though.
Yeah.
We don't have a real point guard right now. DeJounte is hurt. I mean, we haven't had a point guard for years, so
that was just
go out there and do what you do.
It's comical at this point how the Pelicans just keep experiencing injuries at the forefront of our lineup, though. Like, the main people, though. Like, it's how, why, and is it related to players not wanting to play? They're not really taking care of their body. They want to be in a bigger market. I don't think that was the case with DeJounte, a hand injury you can't prevent.
I don't think that's the case with CJ either.
No, not at all.
He's
with
after
CJ
year
either.
Nine, and he played in Portland.
He's just an older player.
So that's
now.
Two players.
And I don't never want to get rid of CJ, but we might have to give him a huge pay cut.
So in Zion's case, he keeps having that same hamstring.
Yeah,
he's not in shape. He's not training hard enough for the season.
Well, you're in one of the unhealthiest cities in America. Fuck. Wow. You probably got all that fucking salt, man.
He's rich as fuck. He don't live here.
Yeah, no, he'd be in Washington, right? Most of the time.
What y'all think about the Saints, man, and Coach Rizzi, since we on sports?
Duh, Rizzi 2-0. Mm-hmm. What more you want? But we played a horrible team. It's not a good gauge. But I'm glad we won. That's all. That's all I got to say. Let's see what happens next week.
Falcons lost, Bucks on a bye. I don't have no wishful thinking, but good game.
Good game.
All I gotta say. At home, 2-0 under new leadership.
Any new politics? I mean, of course, Trump. But I think he appointed some people or some dumb shit, and now he got what's his name that's gonna be the attorney general.
Elon Musk.
No,
he appointed Elon Musk to do some dumb shit.
Yeah,
I'm saying Elon Musk fucking took over Twitter and ran that shit to the ground.
Yeah,
so he appointed him to do something important. That's crazy.
I don't know. They say cryptocurrency went up and all of this shit since he got elected. I don't know. Everybody like, oh yeah,
the market's been moving.
Yeah, the market's moving. The market, everything's great. Everybody's coming out the woodwork talking about, oh, it's the greatest thing. Blah blah blah.
It is right now.
Yeah, it's temporary.
It's temporary. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, that money has to come from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So if you got your Bitcoin, you better watch it daily and get ready to cash out because.
Yeah,
because that shit is gonna plummet. Like,
I mean, you might as well cash out now.
I'd cash out.
It booms. I mean, what else are you waiting for? That's like, what I'd be wondering.
If you take your thing now, especially take your initial investment out.
Yeah,
you should have been taking that out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But at this point, you gotta watch that shit by the fucking minute because that shit is gonna plummet and it's gonna plummet fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that shit moves 24 hours a day. There's no, you know, markets are closed. I can go to sleep.
I mean, are the jobs, are we getting like more high paying jobs or like is money coming? Where's the money going to come from? Like the money that's going to be allocated and taxes that's going to be cut is going to be for the rich again. Like, you know, it's back to that, you know. I just don't get, you know, how people vote for Trump, you know.
No, this shit don't affect me, man. I'm going to keep moving, doing my thing, man. Fuck it all.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Word.
And the world keeps spinning.
Yeah, common sense ain't common, dog.
So I do have a gripe about something with myself. I was eating grits my whole life, dog, and I did not realize until, like, this weekend when I was making me a big hot pot of grits for a nice cold morning because it was finally cold, that I don't know what a grit is. What is a grit? Where does it come from? You know, is it corn, like dried or some shit like that? Or like, what is it? I didn't know. And what bothered me more is that that was the first time I asked that question because I've been eating grits my whole life.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it microscopic rice? I don't know.
And girls' worries in the South. I've been eating them too. But is other than that, yeah, I don't know. See, y'all don't know.
See? I don't know, man. But
you eat grits?
Grits y'all with eat some grits? Sugar. Grits with sugar go hard in the
South. What is a grit? I didn't look it up because I wanted to ask that question.
Grits with butter, grits with bacon.
Genuinely, what is a grit?
Grits with butter. I don't know what the fuck a grit is, but that shit is good.
Yeah.
It's a nice little carbohydrate starch or whatever. I don't know. It's what is perfect a grit? On the food chain.
I don't know.
This shit go together great.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, we all eat.
So grits. So thumbs up the grits.
And girls raising us up. Yeah.
No, I was looking it up, but
the grits.
What it said?
It said grits are made from ground corn, typically from less sweet, starchy varieties, often referred to as dent corn.
Dent corn.
Fucking corn.
Grits can be made
popcorn,
from
grits.
Yellow or white corn. And are often labeled accordingly.
Gotcha.
Microscopic corn.
But grits with sugar?
No, hell no. Who put sugar? You said sugar?
Yeah, man.
Look, I had a step family. My dad married some
white people?
No, I don't know. Married a black chick
from up north?
Nah, man. Married a chick with five kids, and they put me on putting sugar on your popcorn, putting sugar in your grits, and all of that type of shit, man. That shit was, yeah.
I think that's when
I first started smoking weed and shit.
I don't know these people personally.
Yeah,
so,
they went to 3-5.
So these jokes are not.
It's real life.
So these some hood boogers? They put sugar on everything?
Nah, man, but they put sugar on the grits and put sugar on the popcorn.
They had silver
and
teeth.
Then put dill, look, they'll put dill pickle juice.
Oh, my God.
They put dill pickle juice in the
definitely some project.
Popcorn.
What project they from? They from the 10 wall?
Man,
10
wall. Some 7 wall shit, man. Like, I was culture shocked. I'm like, oh, whoa.
Nah, shout them out. I don't know y'all personally, so the jokes are not.
Yeah. They'll not crunch personal. Up the mama noodles and put some dill pickle juice in there.
Oh,
bitch.
Wow. That is, that is ghetto.
With a project pop.
That is ghetto.
Y'all remember project pops? The little watermelon suckers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm about to order some.
Culture shock.
Word.
Gotta get my daughters on that shit, though. Because that shit was like part of our childhood. 25 Cent.
What, the watermelon? The
project part. Yeah.
Project Pops, the watermelon one and the lemon one? Yeah.
Yeah, the remember that. Sucker. Y'all got something for Boot Up and Shut Up?
This is Cordae and Lil Wayne from Cordae's album, The Crossroads, Back on the Road.
Yeah, boot up that bitch. That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. Back on Road by Cordae featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne made it.
I couldn't
boot up.
Boot that up.
Yeah, you got it.
Because of Lil Wayne.
Weezy always come with it, though. I haven't heard a Weezy track where he hasn't come with it.
Like you said, Cordae rap like he rapped like he used to be on Nickelodeon or something.
Yeah, man. That's why I don't know, man. I guess I'm toxic in that too, man.
Yeah, he had a great childhood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No strife, no stress. nigga had a studio in his room.
Yeah.
He had his dad bought.
Boot up that though, even with it all.
Yeah.
He still got a deal. He trying to do something. Let's see what it's tour about.
And he can rap, you know what I'm saying? He like I said, he's in that J. Cole lane. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole was that college kid, too, you know, at one point. And then he transitioned to being a great rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But he still ducked the fade. So I guess that came back to bite him in the ass, you know. Being a good guy. Being a good guy kind of, you know, end up last.
Like, I'm the best rapper until.
Until a nigga coming through swinging. You know how when nigga be in jail and be like, man, all y'all niggas in this room pussy. If anybody step to me, I'm going to knock him out. Like, it was that type of vibe.
Yeah. And like, nigga, I don't want to smoke. Seated. You my friend.
Yeah, nigga just stay seated. Yeah. He put out a solid diss, and for him to actually delete it later.
Yeah.
Like nigga was saying, words have meaning, though. The might delete later going into the fall off. It happened.
Yeah.
It really happened. Without the album, you deleted it later.
And he
fell off. Yeah.
Do you think that's what he wanted to happen? Because it's like he prophesied.
And he's the one that said, we the big three. He the one that mentioned K-Dot. I think he wanted it to happen.
You think he's just tired of rap?
He's the one that said it. I mean, they're all at that age that they are. I mean, they're all our age. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the age that Jay-Z retired. This is the age that most rappers, that's probably our age, that was looking up to rappers. You know, they retired around this age, 35, 37, you know what I'm saying, 38. Maybe J. Cole was doing a fall off to retire, but I don't know. They still look like they're going strong to me.
Yeah.
To me, it's like they on some LeBron shit now.
You don't ever know the revenue stream, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. Because he does have his festival every year.
What's it called?
What's the name of his label?
See, we forgot that already.
Nah, he got the festival shit, though. He got the Puma shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever,
what do you call that shit?
Dream Chasers.
Dreamville.
Dreamville.
Oh, Dream Chasers is
Meek Mill.
Shout out Meek. Nah, he fell off for real, too.
Damn, son. What's still got they on him with the Diddy shit.
Now, with Meek, it's different. So Meek, you know what I'm saying, ever since the Drake, like, if we were to look at Meek's numbers, like, Meek was doing great until 2016 when he had the beef with Drake. So he took a dip, obviously, and they just fell off hard ever since. And
Drake's such a good guy. He came back into the song with him.
And then like, Meek is he's fully independent now.
Mm-hmm.
So everything he's releasing is like they sliding that shit in through the back door. It's not getting no type of buzz or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You learn you got to pay for your own marketing.
Yeah. And all the Diddy shit is not helping.
I mean, the Diddy shit, I mean, he wasn't really around Diddy, so it's like he's really, so every time he, like, attacks somebody who says something about him being with Diddy, like, it's really just shining more light on the Diddy situation. Right. Like, if he was just to not say nothing from jump, you know, mm-hmm. but he's such an easy target, you know. Like, he's always been doing weird shit online. Like, he lives on Twitter. Like, he reveals fingers. A little too much. Yeah.
I don't know Twitter fingers.
Like, one time he said, yeah, I made $11 million throughout my music career. Like, he said, and he found out how much the music company actually made from his music. And he was like,
yeah, I remember
how
that.
Could this happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Philly nigga, dog.
And he was on Twitter doing this.
He's just like a New Orleans nigga, dog. He just came up out the hood. You don't know. $11 million, you happy. $11 million, a lot of 11 money. 11 years. Dog. Like 50 cents.
It was like here. 11 million through 11 years. It was like $1 million.
Yeah, he just shared too much, man. Just stay off Twitter, man.
Well, no, I think people could learn from that. You know, kids coming up in the music industry, you need to know to how to handle your business.
No, you can definitely learn from it.
But at the same time, some people like that, if they're not really with the money and with the stats like that, you think they could have did the same going independent? That's the thing. So maybe the labor was best for him.
That's what Nori be talking about.
You know, sometimes
And Meek was signed to T.I. first.
Oh, yeah?
Fucking right. Yeah. Like, you know, all these artists be going through the ring first, like, before they land.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. Like, I find the talent. They just got to find the right home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Young Buck started with fucking cash
I'm
money.
I'm pushing this right now, but I don't want this nigga
with your unit. Yeah. Like, it's you know what how it is. Like, it's all about timing. Rick Ross was with Swisher House back in the day, writing.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know that shit.
And then he became Rick Ross. Like, wow. So, it's all about time and 2 Chainz with Player Circle, you know what I'm saying? Titty Boy,
and
then
2 Chainz
at 36 with his first album. So it's all about time.
You gotta find your groove.
Yep.
Studio 54.
Now let's switch channels. This show is dull.
You bet.
Studio 54.
What is that?
Studio 54.
It looks like 2 ancient old guys sitting in a theater box watching television.
That's crazy. No one would watch junk like that.
Studio 54.
I'm going to have to edit a lot on this.
No matter what kind of help I have, basically raising 4 kids by myself,
Kim Kardashian is getting candid about parenthood. During the November 12th episode of the What in the Winkler podcast, the reality star opens up about her hectic life as a single mom.
I mean, even carpool this morning, I had 3, 4, 5. I had 5 kids that I had to take. 2 came over, and everyone wants to leave at like different times or wants different stuff. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at like a pit stop of a race car driver when it's like, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Okay, get dressed, do your hair.
And that's where Kanye West went wrong. I think I went wrong when I had a white old lady for 10 years. That's where motherfuckers go wrong, man. Fucking with them snow bunnies. Motherfuckers then lose their fucking mind.
This is my question. So
she was a lot of niggas wrong turn.
I know that's what I'm saying, man.
A lot of niggas.
Yo, he went wrong fucking with that, and he didn't. Yeah,
you know she cheated. She could, cheated on Reggie Bush
on
with Kanye West
shit.
For real.
Yeah.
This is my question: why are we calling her a single mother? Like, that term should be reserved for actual single mothers, where the father isn't in the life, where she has no financial help, where she's taking care of shit herself. I think we water down that term when we assign it to people like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she ain't no fucking single mother. Nah. She got fucking assistants and maids and
she just
and Kanye's still around, blah blah blah.
A mother.
Yeah.
She's just a mother. Yeah, I could put another term after that.
Without the physical person in the house.
But
yeah, it's just an engagement piece, cuz like if she really has no relevance in my eyes, like, other than being Kanye West's baby mama, like,
Right.
And she gained relevance from a sex tape.
You're right.
Should we call single mothers where the father is in the life or wants to be in the life as much as possible. The same thing as a single mother, whether the father is nowhere to be found or is not around.
No, it's totally different.
That's my question. I mean, I don't have any answers, but that's the only question I have.
Yeah, single mother is, there's no dad around, and then she doing everything for the kids, and there's no help, period.
Exactly.
Dad just went AWOL.
Exactly.
Absence without leave.
We got one for the Saints fans.
Michael Thomas has some tweets.
Michael Thomas went off on that ball.
Against the decision that he made to throw the ball.
I don't know what I did to him. I don't know why he feels that way. I'm sorry.
Well, you did something to him. And whether we say, hey, is that a good look for Michael Thomas or not, he still is entitled, just like the multi-millions that have access to a phone, to post whatever they want to post. Yeah.
Why but Cam Newton like vertical ass hacks like that? What the fuck wrong with that boy? Damn.
To protect any receiver that he's throwing to.
He got a lot of hair, though.
And this can be football world.
Got a vertical fetish.
Well, not in this particular situation.
So, to not let that go on too long. Cam thought, Dave Carr was in the wrong for throwing that ball. I mean, Derek Carr was in the wrong for throwing that ball. I'm also in that camp. What y'all think?
Yeah.
Definitely in the wrong, right?
I think it's just a bad fucking decision. He probably panicked and wasn't thinking, probably thinking selfishly or some shit. He could throw the ball out of bounds. He throws some dumbass passes, too. I think this was a dumbass pass, thinking about himself and wasn't thinking about his receiver. And the motherfucker got hurt.
Was Michael Thomas out of bounds by tweeting what he tweeted?
Fuck no. He been wanting to say that for forever. And I'm glad he said that shit. Because we all thinking that shit. All
right, then. Okay. Just wanted to cover that. Had to get that out the way because that was something I was thinking about. What else we got? Here go another one for y'all. I think we might have heard this one before, but we're going to see.
The Studio 54.
Hottie thotty for thotty, robbery for robbery, Rari for Rari, the homie for homie, lobby for lobby, nigga choppy for choppy. We can go switch for switch and go lami for lami. I'm so bossy, call me Hugo, 80K on a Hublot. Cops pull me out the Tudo, I'm high as Pluto. Mommies love me like Menudo, already got it, you know. I get a bag of Blue Nose to do their party two shows. These niggas sweet as fructose, toy base two coats. I ain't never do those, the Celsius is too cold. You
so can any random rapper from the 90s lay out a rapper from now? If we pick any rapper we knew from the 90s and pick any rapper you know from now, what are the chances?
that's a vast scale.
That's a vast scale. But generally, if 51% of the time or more, who do you think will win?
I mean, do you think this freestyle was nice?
I mean, we're talking about 90s rappers even today. Not even like 90s rappers back in the day. We're talking about 90s rappers now.
No, I mean, do you think that freestyle?
Yeah, that freestyle was nice. Think that was nice? Yeah, that was nice.
What you think, Dre said?
You like that? You like Mace? Mace was going in, though.
Mace was my favorite rapper in 97.
So how 97. You not like that? That's classic Mace
It's not classic Mace. That's what I'm telling you. Like, it's not. I bought Harlem World.
Yeah,
like,
I had Harlem World, too.
Flashy baggy suits.
And Double
Life
Up,
After Death, all of that shit.
Like, he retired before he dropped Double Up. Like, I was a Mace fan in 97. So, like, he wasn't really saying nothing. I'm a boss like Hugo. We could go Hublot for Hublot. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. Like, there's a bunch of rappers that could do that. That's cool. Yeah. Like, you can go, like, all them rappers that got them flows, that Gunna wrote for Lil Baby. Like, Thugger, all them Atlanta niggas got the flows. Then you can go to fucking Griselda. Them niggas got flow, hella flows. Like, so that was all right. That's cool.
You ain't like that shit?
I like that shit. Like, Meek could do
some. I'm an old school.
Like, they just got new flows, like, man. They got new flows now. Like, so many flows. Offset could do his words. Could kill that. Like, just, yeah, they got. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I like that. Fuck y'all. We can
I'm a boss like Hugo. Nigga said, I'm a boss like Hugo. All right.
They just words. Come on with a new flow, man.
So I was thinking about intersections between sports and music, and I don't think I've ever seen this fucking video before. This is Drake throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game. Tell me how zesty this shit is.
Oh, man. Not zesty Drake again.
This shit is zesty as fuck. Son, watch this shit.
Oh, what the fuck? Come on, man. Damn, that's fucked up.
No, if you've never seen this fucking video, I'm sorry to do it, but you gotta go look it up.
They keep coming up with some zesty shit on Drake, man.
You gotta go look it up.
Just make music, Drake, bro. Just stop.
Dog, that boy threw that bitch out there like a girl in third grade that eat a bunch of hot pickles.
Dog. Yeah, bro, that's motherfucker. Whatever, man. He's Canadian.
He's Canadian, bro. You got to judge him on a curve, bro. You got to judge him on a curve.
That's about the same that every rapper has thrown.
Yeah.
Like 50 threw it. Like, couldn't throw. Jay-Z can't throw. Like, no,
yeah,
50
and Jay-Z can't throw. Yeah,
we you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's fucking the rappers, though. Right. You know?
Studio 54.
We figure out a way to get him back on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we did it was we put him on features for everything. Anybody that called us, he jumped on it. Mm. It was a feature on everything.
It's after the Rihanna shit.
Tyga stood next to him. He was the only one that would stand right next to him and do videos and everything else with it, right? So he started doing mixtapes. You remember they were doing mixtapes and stuff like that. And Tyga introduced him to Colin, who was a video director who was just starting at the time, Colin Tilley. And so Chris and I started finding new producers, finding new writers. We had Joel James and Seven Streeter and Kevin. And Kevin played him Deuces, and we were like, that shit is crazy. And he had produced it and wrote it himself, but then he had, you know, verses. So we ended up putting that together, and Kevin, we were like, McCall, that's the strategy. We'll do a whole bunch of mixtapes and just keep flooding the business, putting music out, but we'll also feature on everybody that calls us. So every time a big artist puts a record out, they have to play it. So they have to play it on radio. So after a while, every other record was Chris featuring Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And they had to play it because they wanted to play that artist. So
smart.
That's how we were able to get back at radio, and then Deuces came right after that.
Yeah.
And then Strip and a few others came after that from mixtapes.
Yeah.
And we made them singles. They were out on mixtapes for free, and then we put them out. We needed to figure out a way.
Makes sense.
So bad.
The rebrand.
Sometimes when you're going through a rebrand situation, when your artist or whatever market you're in had a bad situation happen, you got to think outside the box and not use traditional marketing methods. That's why I call it this segment, guerrilla marketing. Chris Brown was just like, all right, whoever want to do a song, we fucking doing it. And then whoever got the hot videos, we're going to link up with them.
When did that shit happen?
That was like 2011, 2010, mm-mm, maybe.
No, when I'm talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna, when that shit happened. Because how long was that
like
between that and Deuces?
Maybe. I don't know. 2008, 2009. Man, but yeah, I feel like there's a lot of variables in that shit, too. You got to have people that's willing to work with you, and the song got to be a hit, and it got to catch on, and, man, that shit just worked out for him.
Yeah, he had a strong resurgence after the Rihanna shit. He did. And I think she had something to do with it.
Right, yeah. So the incident was 2009.
So he probably, you know, tried to play that shit down for a year or two and was like, I'm still not popping. Now we need to try something different. This is the question. Do you let that shit die out, or do you immediately try something different?
And then Deuces came out in 2011.
Yeah.
Officially.
So, like, 2 years later.
Yeah.
So, you gotta let that. He can't come out with Deuces in 2010, early 2010, right? That's still too soon, right?
No, because like she said, Deuces was on a mixtape. Okay. That was on that that mixtape with Tyga.
Mm-hmm.
That mixtape was fire. Mm-hmm. But that mixtape came out in 09 or 2010. Mm-hmm. Like she said, Deuces was out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to line up the time period because I don't really remember a Chris Brown feature run.
But you don't remember the
Busta Rhymes and all of that shit.
That's Chris Brown's song. The Busta Rhymes feature song.
But then the shit got to hit. Was that 09? The shit got to be catchy. The shit, I don't know. I remember 2011 with a lot of that shit.
Nah, but I'm saying Deuces came in 2011. So from 09 to 11, that's the time period I'm talking about, that she's talking about.
Yeah. No, this shit fucking worked, and he
Chris
got past
Brown
the shit.
Features by a year.
Yeah, obviously, she's Tina Davis. She knows what she's talking about. I just don't remember. I guess another round.
Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Well, Fat Joe was all. It's probably older artists.
No, but another round is a hit though.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
a hit.
Let's look at his discography. That should show up, right?
With the singles as featured artists. Oh, let's see on the left.
There we go.
Yes.
Best. 2000. All right, we're looking for 2009 to 2011, right?
Those are
2009.
That's his songs again.
It says
Deuces
featuring
Tyga.
Yeah. So that's going down.
2009. So this is the same year it happened.
Yeah, that's
work that.
Drop it low.
Teriyaki Boys. Pharrell and Chris Brown.
So that's a Pharrell thing.
That was a Pharrell thing.
That's a Pharrell lookout.
Yeah. All right, yeah. All right, so then drop it low, girl. Is that?
That's the Dean. Had a little buzz back in the day.
Yeah, but that's on, I remember. Back to the crib. I don't remember that.
That was Juelz.
2011.
Juelz?
That was all right, because that was all right song for Juelz. That was when he was trying to make his comeback.
Yeah.
Remember?
That was I Can't Feel My Face era?
That was after that.
That was after I Can't Feel My Face.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a Movie. This is 2010. This is right after 2009, early 2010. Make a Movie, Twista. Oh, yeah, I remember that. You remember that?
Mm.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
You remember that, Bill?
I remember Make a Movie.
Yeah,
man.
I remember that.
Yeah, so it debuted, I guess, number 71 or whatever. Got to number 6.
Yeah. 6 is not shabby.
No, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. This is after beating up Rihanna. Ain't Thinking About You, 2010, Bow Wow. We're taking a trip through a time capsule. Bow Wow, Ain't Thinking About You, I do not remember that. Get Back Up, T.I.
Go to 2011 to 2014. Let's see the run.
Oh, no, this is the run right here.
This 2011. This is the run she was all talking right, about.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's still 2010.
It's still, it,
still 2010?
No, 2010 ended at Champion right there with Chipmunk.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So we're right in 2011.
So 2011, that's why you didn't see 2011. That's how long that bitch is.
So that T.I. song was fucking, all right.
2010. So Champion.
So 2011 is when he got back active again.
Yeah. What is Champion? Chipmunk? I don't remember that. Y'all remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
It didn't chart at all. That's why it has nothing over there. All right. My Last, Big Sean.
It's on Fame, so that's Chris Brown's album.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that don't count.
My Last, Big Sean.
My Last,
that's
Big
finally
Sean.
Famous. That's his.
I don't remember that. No Boys Allowed, One Night Stand. Carrie Hilson had a song with that boy. It got to 19 on the chart.
Yeah.
Don't remember that. I'm pretty sure if I heard it, I remember it.
Yeah.
T-Pain featuring Chris Brown, Best Love Song. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that?
Yep.
I don't remember that either. Pot of Gold, I think I remember that. Game featuring Chris Brown.
Yeah.
The Red Album, yeah, I remember that. It got to 53 on the charts.
So it's like all his partners, all his homies. really
Ace
called.
Hood. Ace Hood.
Ace Hood was trying to make her comeback.
That made it to number 6 on the charts.
Because that was Body. Around the time of Body Riding Body. Around with that Rocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That song. Yeah.
Better with the Lights Off. New Boys. I guess that's Atlanta, right?
New I boy? Have no idea.
Let's see. I want to pull that out. Who are the new boys?
Some new guys.
New Boys were American hip hop duo consisting of who?
Benji.
Benji. Y'all remember that was my rap
my
name?
My best friend is Benji. Benji. They from California. Okay, I get Cali, it. Okay. They were some nice kids, some Corday ass kids.
Yeah.
And then we got legendary DJ Khaled featuring Chris Brown, Keisha Cole.
And y'all remember that? Yeah.
Another round. Another round. Another round was probably the biggest one.
Another round.
Yeah. Well, actually, my last with Big Sean got the 4, and Another Round only got the 5. That's crazy. I remember Another Round. I don't really remember.
Big Sean was hot as fish grease in 2011.
Mm-hmm. All them white people was like banging that shit. International Love with Pitbull. That boy did a song with Pitbull during this run? Yeah. Lord, that's the dog. This nigga had.
And that song right after is the song that did it.
He probably did that shit for pennies, though. And then Birthday Cake featuring Rihanna.
Rihanna Chris featuring Chris
what?
Brown.
That's crazy.
Because remember, they got back cool. They the timeline, because that's what I was trying to remember. Because remember back then.
Ain't that something?
They was already cool while Chris Brown was fighting the charges.
Mm-hmm.
But there was. They were already cool behind the scenes. That was the rumor. They was cool behind. The rumor was they were cool behind the scenes, and they wanted to bring it back public. Mm. But it was during the time that Chris Brown was still fighting the case.
Right, you can't do that. Yeah.
But Chris Brown people wanted them to be public because they wanted the public opinion.
Yeah,
you know. But Rihanna people was like, nah.
That's what.
But yeah,
God,
Birthday
damn.
Cake. Yes, that's the song
number
boom.
Two.
Then you got Nicki Minaj right after. Boom. So the women, you got them.
You
like,
got them now.
Then take it to the head. That's another hit. Boom.
Take it to the. Got the 6.
Bam, ooh. Bam, bam.
Yeah. So now
that's
you just,
wait.
That's when you're knocking
that's
them out.
That's 2012.
Yeah.
Though. So that's right after 20. Right that's after. At the beginning of 2012. Right after 2011. Yep. So yeah, she ain't lying. That feature run is what got them back relevant, and that's probably what got them back with Rihanna.
And basically, he just said that was most of his partners that called. T-Pain, Game, Ace Hood,
Pitbull.
Yeah, and that's just having good relationships in the industry. And
that's what it paid off.
Yep.
Another message. Keep good business relationships.
And good management.
It pays off more to keep better relationships than it does to slight somebody in the short term, because in the long term, sometimes you need those to get back right.
Yeah, I just didn't remember the timeline, but Tina Davis is a well known manager. She's definitely obviously she manages Chris Brown and she's on her shit. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to remember what songs they were, because he does have a heavy discography and with features anyway outside of that run too.
Good management and relationships.
So since I've been going on my production journey, I've been looking at a lot more sampling videos. This was one that caught my attention. The mic is contacted, I attract clientele. My mic check is life or death, breathing a sniper's breath. I exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha. I always heard this song from Nas, but I never realized it. It sounded familiar, but you know how you hear rap songs, you don't realize where the sample from. You just know that as that rap song. I didn't realize Michael gave this sample to Nas as long as he didn't curse in it. That's wild.
You didn't recognize the sample?
I mean, if I tried to recognize it, but you know.
Yeah, that shit go hard. I ain't know he ain't curse on it though.
But the only reason he got it for free is because he didn't curse on it. That's crazy that Michael would give it to him for free because he didn't curse on it. Nas is one of those fucking rappers that
it did more for Nas than it would have done for Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. But Michael was one of those people that would give it away, because I mean, what more do you want? Do you want more money? No.
He would have sold it to a white person. That's what I said. It did more for Nas's career than like the pennies that it would have given Michael. Like, so it was like good.
But he also didn't want to risk anything tainting his reputation by cursing. Also, so he also was smart with that. You know what I'm saying? But of course, Nas is the only person that could pull that shit off and make it a hit because he's a lyricist. Lyricist over fucking swag artist. Anything.
Good production.
Good production. How you say it, Bill?
Production.
Production.
Message.
All right, here go our last one, y'all.
So what is future?
What you mean with his future? You think he a lyricist and a swag artist combined?
No. What you mean? Oh, okay. Nah, that's a call back from Billy calling him the GOAT last time.
That motherfucker just come with the flows, man. He come with the flows. He talk that shit, man. And yeah. Look,
it's a feeling. He's a swag artist. Shit.
Yeah, he's a swag artist.
There ain't nothing wrong with being a swag artist, though.
The beats be fire. But, you know.
Swag artists have some lyrics sometimes, too. It's not all, you know, black and white. All right, I'm going to run this back one more time. I'm going to shut the fuck up, too. Be scared of an artist who writes their own records but also chooses to use writers. All right, now let's listen why he says that.
Scared of an artist that knows how to write his own records but also chooses to use other people.
And why do you say that?
Because that means his mind, his ceiling is high. It's way over where you thinking. He's achieving a perfection and he wants a position in music that's not something you may even understand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like he know he can do it, but he know with these collective minds in the room,
it's like
I can
Infinity
get something.
Stones. It's yeah, like Thanos.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about Thanos.
So I played that. Yeah, fuck all that Thanos shit. But I played that to add to the.
You can put too much sauce on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Too much dip on your goddamn
yeah,
chip, though.
Man.
Niggas just saying, just have some more ears in the room, though.
Effort,
yeah. A writing team.
Effort.
Some other,
that's
some
what
other
music
resources,
is about.
Man.
Let's not judge
yeah.
people based on who wrote what, but judge people based on the product they put forward.
And like I see that they're Hot 97. So and it was, oh, and yeah. I heard yeah. Ebro's voice. So they'll sit there and have this conversation with Twista, yeah. and then go turn around and be like, "Well, fuck Drake and all this. He has a writer."
Exactly. The same niggas that's talking bad on you be having meaningful conversations
with a legend.
Yeah,
with a legend who's telling you different.
Fucking content whores.
And they probably had that shit in the back of their head, but they got a job.
Mm-hmm.
They got a job. We got clickbait. We got to create. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way shit is in the industry, though. That's the way shit is. And me and Billy been making beats. I've been playing a little bit of guitar in these productions, though.
We got to start putting the beats on here, man, and selling that shit.
Well, we got to remember to mix that shit down.
Yeah, mix it down. Market that shit at the end of the fucking podcast. If you want the beat and the stems, holler at us.
Nah, everybody get their own stems now. You can't even... That's crazy. You can't even tag a beat no more because you can export the stems and take the tag off that bitch. Nah, Dre. You remember?
Oh,
I could go back to the Soul Theory production beats and take the fucking... If I had the session file.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is why you always save everything independently. Independently.
Fuck them.
Well, actually, I don't need the session file. I can do it with that file. Right. Hey!
Yeah.
I just thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take all the tags off of everything.
Upgrade.
I've ever recorded.
And we out.
That sounds like an Addy session.
Hold on. Check us out on our web, bitch.
Episode 4. We're gonna have to do some editing on that motherfucker.
In the midst of all that, there's a good show somewhere in there.
There's some good content in there somewhere. It wasn't all best.
In the midst of all that, in the midst of all that editing and shit, there's a good show in there somewhere.
Yeah.
This might
be a Tuesday episode.
Yeah, that wasn't all best.
Nah,
but there is a good 30-minute show somewhere. Out of the hour, and we did. Yeah.